Bodybuilding for shy girls. The universe had it so that you've been born a silent warrior. It is within you to live 2 to 3 steps ahead and counter what things may come. Confidence is not real. It could never result from ignorance or carelessness or blindness. It is courage, child. Courage and authenticity, the stuff of warriors. And those can only ensue from your greatness and by extension great wisdom. Therefore, learn to take very small and safe adventures, and always with wise narrated books playing in your ear. A great deal behind your caution comes from everyone's demand for obedience and pressure to believe that the mediocrity before you is to be accepted. Wouldn't that be nice for a jackass? Alas, quite to the contrary, child. You must vehemently reject mediocrity, as it is the blight that holds the world down. Do not follow. Do not follow. Make your own way. The healthy way. Shy is beautiful. That is why this poem is not entitled How to Break Through Your Shyness with a Gym Membership. To destroy shyness is to destroy beauty, and consequences of such a foolishness can never be undone. It is the people who are forward and or blind that have a problem. There is everything right with you. Your heart is that of a lion. That is what the heart of a shy person is described as. A lion's heart. And sooner than later, with shyness comes courage and authenticity. Perhaps which is more, each of your days will count so that you will live a near eternity. This poem is about bodybuilding and using some of those magnificent days to get so buff as to scare all those who must merely feign their confidence. Your mightiest tool is building muscle and proving to every big gym bro that they are weak, slow, and wrong. Your second and third are dance trance, which you achieve by lifting dumbbells to music, and you only need the dumbbells. Use gloves and zero-drop shoes to avoid unnecessary aches. And the third is the way you dress. And just so you know, or perhaps learn from me, I wear a tail to the gym in all of September and all of October. My shyness completely fades away, and I can focus without a problem. But you should dress to kill. You must never hide and always celebrate your life. Celebrate your youth, or golden age, as the case may be. Celebrate life and all good things in it. Remember, hiding is a kind of a compromise. And it is only evil that will benefit from a compromise between good and evil. Do not let people scare you. Growl, roar, and purr angrily. Make them fear you, because life can only begin once you leave your bullies behind. One of the things that you get out of becoming a philosopher is a whole new range of laughter. There's an entire library that constitutes your intellectual inheritance. All the books written by all the world's great beings, the non-religious clear thinkers, from whom eventually you inherit the world's true culture from. The culture of greatness. If you haven't already, you will have to set off on a great ancient journey to see and to be seen, to think and to be thought of. You will have to get up very soon and set up your gym membership and start in the beginning. And not be done with it until you come to the end. Buff, or muscular, or part feline, whatever the case may be. The warrior that you truly are. And here is the easy peasy secret to bodybuilding. You must start with 3-pound dumbbells. Your shoulders and shoulder blades, lower back, and even the palms of your hand need time to adjust to what you are up to. It will feel like nothing. Until 45 minutes in, as you are lifting non-stop, very much like in 1980s aerobic videos. But now with focus on always lifting to every beat, choosing slower songs so that you are not overwhelmed, and checking every few days or on Friday if you can perhaps lift 2.5 pounds more. But never to the feeling of hard aches. Only ever if it feels right, if it feels smooth, if it feels like you can lift for 5 days straight. You may be able to lift 5 pounds for a day or two, but then become far too tired or too achy, and that means you are not ready. Your body needs more time to adapt. You went too fast, and now your body needs rest because it can't catch up. It means 3 pounds did not prepare your body yet. You need more time, maybe mixing 3 and 5 pounds throughout your first hour. Speed dies slowly. Dumbbells are really weird. They are special because you can walk back and forth with your legs and actually switch dumbbell exercises without stopping or without getting distracted, which you will have to do when your muscle groups start getting tired one after another. When you are, for example, doing bicep curls and your muscles start feeling weak and your circulation is kind of not as it should be, while you are still walking back and forth or shuffle dancing, which I highly recommend, gently start lifting dumbbells above your head. Or you can lift palms down for chest muscles, or to the side like some terrible bird for upper shoulders. Overall, all dumbbell exercises work on your upper body first, where shoulders grow the fastest, followed by the biceps, but also abdominal, from stabilizing yourself as you walk back and forth. And just from walking with weights, your leg muscles too. So when your biceps return to normal, you go back to working on your biceps. And shuffle dancing itself is a highly optimized form of walking or jogging with dumbbells. There is a lot more twisting and turning here, and your body becomes a lot more flexible, and you burn a lot more fat if you need to. Please be careful, because dance trance is not optional. You cannot work out without a dance trance. And you have to make sure you have slow songs too, because too fast means you will have to put the weights down. You want your workout sessions or lifting sequences to last entire songs, so 3 to 5 minutes. When you run out of energy, for which you have to be pretty much skinny, eat peanuts and dried fruit. If you have fat to burn, maybe wait with trail mix. Trail mix is an endurance food, but it's also very calorie dense. But the best way to approach trail mix or peanuts and dried fruit is to experiment. Figure out how much is too little. Figure out how much is too much. Bodybuilding is an endurance sport. It is cross-country running with progressively heavier dumbbells. Most bodybuilders do not know this. They fear it. It is quite a threat to your workouts because they will try to convince you to do sets and reps, which work 10 times slower than cross-country running with progressively heavier dumbbells. Goodness knows who came up with it, but it is slow. You must always, always check if you are ready to go 2.5 pounds higher without aches. It is that constant increase, that watchfulness and willingness to add more weight without cornering yourself in a plateau, that tiny bit of seemingly imperceptible weight that will have your body constantly, albeit slowly, trying to adapt, trying to grow new muscle. Our bodies are really good at that. There's nothing special about it. But you must gradually increase the weights as you stay on the edge of what you can do without ever crossing it for it to be too hard and force you to stop and rest. You see, you must use your muscles, not too slow and not swinging of dumbbells on your joints. Your muscles must contract and relax, whimpering to your body, "She may not be shy anymore." Aside from being seen and being brilliant and fearless, bodybuilding is about being forever young and forever healthy. And before you wonder, bodybuilding is for skinny and large. Skinny will get you well-defined muscles. Those who have fat will show large muscles. Fat is constantly supplying them with energy. And childhood obesity builds huge muscles in babies. Obesity is deadly, for sure. But fat is pounds, and pounds still build muscle. Bodybuilding is a sport where both body types converge on beauty. Your shyness is actually a superpower. It predisposes you to become a philosopher and a great adventurer too. Where the adventures may seem tiny to others, like a trip to the beach or an antique bookstore, but are very great for you. If you wait too long and end up in your middle age, not a good idea. Remember that bodybuilding makes you young again. Go for it. But if you wait until your middle age, it's not gonna be as easy. Because now you must wear a fat, fluffy tail to the gym. You waited too long to toughen up. Now a cute tail is required. It is the law. I suggest you hurry and not wait for your middle age. And if you still need an aim, that is because you are being called by nature. Western States 100 Endurance Race, the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide Trails are calling to you. One of your duties in life is to grow all the way up and become a great being. The road you take there is your own. So as long as you understand, comprehend, that there is a precious intellectual inheritance waiting for you in the shape of all the world's most beautiful and powerful narrated books written by clear-thinking non-religious leaders and philosophers at the library. You need them. You need to hear their thoughts so that you inherit their culture of greatness, so that it becomes better within you.